SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
You're listening to SBS News.
When Nadia Mofrad arrived in Australia from Tehran in July 2018, she had big dreams. The seed was planted at the age of 12 when it became apparent that STEM, science and technology subjects were deemed a pursuit for the boys.
I took part in a physics tournament, which was, I put all my heart into it, and I had to do this tournament and compete for weeks and weeks in a row. But right when I was about to be announced as the winner, the principal of the other school talked to the judges and changed the result to the favor of my competitor. So it was right then the injustice made me feel like, my future is definitely somewhere else.
She was intrigued to see if she could achieve success overseas. Despite a steady and sustained diet of English language TV shows and songs growing up, she found it took a few months to get used to Australian English.
It was a big shock for me. First time I remember when I went to I was in the airport grabbing my luggage and I said thank you. That other person told me cheers. And I was like, we're not drinking right now. I don't know why you said cheers. So that was the first shock for me, and learning that vocabularies are different, not only the accents. But I would say the first 3 months was not easy at all.
4 years after arriving in Australia, after completing a master's in international business, she applied for a permanent resident visa. An English language test became necessary, and she undertook the exam run by Pearson called PTE a few times before achieving a score of 84, within the highest percentile. That not only helped to smooth the way for the visa application, but also helped with job offers.
When you say things with a nicer words, with very more sophisticated and more academic words, when you try to articulate yourself, I feel like it's very important. For me, it wasn't just for finding job. English helped me a lot to find friends here from all over the world. The diversity in Australia is amazing. And it helped me to have the confidence to go ahead and say hi to new people, the strangers that now are my best friends, and they like my family that I don't have here in Australia.
That trajectory has also been reflected in a report compiled by Pearson of 3,000 visa applicants who took their English language test in the 6-year period until 2023 to reach the next milestone in their journey. Those individuals in November 2023 reported higher salaries and employment outcomes, including earning an additional $20,000 per annum to the median Australian salary 6 months after arriving in Australia. That has a flow-on effect to the broader economy in skilled employment areas of high demand. Sasha Hampson at Pearson coordinates global stakeholder relations for the company's English language test, which has been used as an option in Australian visa applications for 10 years. She says the report is the first time the company has examined the aspirations and outcomes of migrants at that crucial time, before and after taking the test.
Our data showed that we had significantly more people who were in aged and disability care and in nursing and highly skilled areas like IT programming. People that were taking the Pearson Test of English went on to achieve employability. They went on to achieve permanent residency in Australia. They went on to graduate from our universities as talented individuals and secure employments. 91% had secured employment. So it's really clear that these individuals that are coming through are meeting the threshold and are then going on to make that positive contribution.
Ms. Hampson says the report's release, timed to coincide with Harmony Day and the International Day for the Elimination of Racial Discrimination, highlights the importance of recognising instances where skilled migration has delivered returns to Australian society and the economy.
There may be an existing view that migrants are not providing value to Australia, but our data is certainly showing that they are making contributions to address the challenges that we have with ageing populations and with skilled shortages, and that they are filling the gaps where they're most needed, and so contributing to, you know, economy and productivity, but also contributing to our society as a whole.
Nadia says she took to documenting her settlement journey on social media, posting about her interactions with Australia's cockatoos and lorikeets, as well as the initial culture shock. And she was surprised to find it resonated with audiences.
People were sending the information to their friends, a friend of a friend, and it grew very organically. I'm very proud of all the amazing 94,000 followers I have today. And I'm trying to help them by sharing the experience I had. From, like, for example, when you want to pack your bag and come continents away, like go continents away, what do you, will you pack and put in that luggage of all your life? Or how's driving on the other side of the road? Or all those little things that end up like me being here. So they've been with me along my journey. I try to answer the questions about Australia and Australian way of living.
Eric John de Guzman from the Philippines says his teaching qualifications were not recognised in Australia, putting him on a path to entering childcare and then pursuing a master's in secondary education. Taking the PTE test with a score of 85 plus allowed him to eventually get a job offer with a secondary college, even before completing his master's, and all within the span of 2 years.
And I believe that actually definitely helped, actually boosted my confidence in my English skills, because I was like thinking at first, what if my English level is not good enough? But then with that score, I was like thinking, not everybody can actually get the score like this. I believe that the employer also feels the same way. Seeing that I have that score, then they kind of like feel confident that I'd be able to do the job or like do the job properly. So I used that. Yeah, I was able to get a job in different childcare centers and also with my school right now.
He says he was initially warned against coming to Australia by some who believed he would encounter racism. But that was not his experience.
Actually, that kind of like made me nervous, like thinking, what if I actually experience like racial discrimination here? I wonder like how I'm going to react or how I'm going to cope with that. Because, that would be terrible to actually experience something like that. I've seen like things like that happen like in the media. But coming here, no, not at all. Comes... to culture and diversity, this is the melting pot. Like there are like just many different people here, and that or having that realization actually makes me feel more comfortable. So it kind of made me feel like, oh, it's actually not too bad to be different here.
Abul Rizvi is a former deputy secretary of the Department of Immigration and now a scholar on immigration policy. He says while English language proficiency is not the only determinant of success for skilled migrants who have a positive settlement experience, it's certainly a factor that has weight.
Don't get me wrong. There are many migrants who have limited English but still make a really great life in Australia. So it's not an across-the-board thing. But on average, better English increases your prospects of success both in the labour market and in Australian society. So to the extent that we can help migrants improve their English, that can only help.
A report by the Committee for Economic Development of Australia looking at the broader experience of migration, including the humanitarian visa program, found that English language proficiency was a significant factor in explaining lower wages for recent migrants. The report found that on average, migrants who have been in Australia for up to 6 years earn more than 10% less than Australian-born workers. It found that weaker language proficiency reduced wages for recent migrants by around 9% on average. The federal government announced in December that it would be increasing the English language test requirements from early this year. For example, the English language standard for the student visa will lift to 6.0 in the IELTS test or to 51.6 in the PTE score. Dr. Rizvi says there are ways to further look to reduce friction and skills mismatch with skilled migrants, and that includes English language test requirements for more visa types, other ways of better recognising the international qualifications of migrants, as well as employers playing a bigger role.
On the one hand, the employer lobby groups push really, really hard about skill shortages, and they want an expanded immigration program. They want more people brought into the country through the skill stream. That's fine. But on the other hand, the take-up of employer-sponsored visas, where the person, the migrant gets a job straight away, is very, very low. What the employer lobby groups haven't explained to me is why the discrepancy. If you're saying we're so desperately short, have these desperate shortages, why aren't more people coming through the employer-sponsored categories? And what are you, employer lobby groups, doing about that?
Beiwe Kwan, SBS News.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.